Chapter 10. Now this is the history of the generations of the sons of Noah and of Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. The sons of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. From these, the coastlands of the nations separated into their territories, every one according to its language, according to their families, in their nations. The sons of Ham: Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush: Saba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, and Sabteca. The sons of Raama: Sheba and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before God. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calneh, in the land of Shinar. Out of that land he went forth into Assyria, and built Nineveh, and Rehobothir, and Calah, and Rezin, between Nineveh and the great city of Calah. And Mizraim became the father of Ludim, and Anamim, and Lahabim, and Naphtahim, and Pathrusim, and Casluhim, which the Philistines descended from, and Caphtorim. And Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites, and the Girgashites, and the Hivites, and the Arkites, and the Sinites, and the Arvadites, and the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. Afterward the families of the Canaanites were spread abroad. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as you go toward Gerar, to Gaza, as you go toward Sodom, and Gomorrah, and Admah, and Zeboim, to Lasha. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their languages, in their lands, in their nations. To Shem, the father of all the children of Eber, the elder brother of Japheth, to him also were children born. The sons of Shem: Elam, and Ashur, and Arpachshad, and Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram: Uz, and Huli, and Gether, and Mash. And Arpachshad became the father of Kenan, and Kenan became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided. His brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan became the father of Almodad, and Shaleph, and Hazarmaveth, and Jera, and Hadoram, and Uzzel, and Diklah, and Obal, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Their dwelling was from Asia, as you go toward Sepher, the mountain of the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their languages, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations, and from these the nations branched out on the earth after the flood.